Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it a little heavy-handed to use the word catastrophic when it comes to the Carolina Panthers' loss to the New Orleans Saints, 17-7 on Sunday, Cole? Catastrophic in the sense that this team had me believing in them for a minute. Like, they had me thinking, all right, yeah, they're going to lose to the teams that they're supposed to lose to. But at least they've elevated to the point where they're not going to lose to the teams that they're not supposed to lose to. The New Orleans Saints absolutely sucked going into this game. Awful at just about everything. And somehow the Carolina Panthers, they get a penalty that keeps a drive alive to start the game, makes you think, oh man, they're going to beat them by like four scores and it's going to feel really great. And then they could do absolutely nothing for the remainder of the game. I feel like a broken record saying Bryce Young is not the guy and there is no choice. But at the end of this season or next season, at the absolute latest, you've got to draft or trade for an actual serviceable quarterback because Bryce sucks.
I can't argue with that. I can't disagree with that. And what was the word you used, the adjective?
Catastrophic.
Catastrophic is accurate because it's not like they're just bad, bad, and there's no hope. You see the signs of life. In fact, anytime Diesel, we talk about the Carolina Panthers on this station, we are now required to play this in the background. Have you not heard this, by the way? Have you not heard the new pro? You didn't get the email?
No, I hadn't heard this.
Yeah, anytime you talk about the Panthers, this must be in the background because it is so sad when you talk about Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. It's embarrassing. You used the word catastrophic.
Yeah.
Not because they're bad, because bad teams that are bad, guess what? They expect to be bad. They know that life's not going to get any better. You know, the down dog's already been kicked enough. But Diesel, with this team, they show signs of life. And the reality of it, to use a line from Rick and Greer, who we love hearing from, the midget just is not getting it done.
Yeah.
They are – it's in that Saints team is bad.
How many people do you think – who actually know a little bit about football and aren't just like fans from a far distance, how many people in Charlotte would I have to talk to ask to find somebody who genuinely believes that Bryce Young is the quarterback of the future for the Carolina Panthers?
I don't know how many. You're saying how many do you have to get through?
Yeah.
Would you? I'd say you'd have to probably ask 15 to find one. For every 15, you might find one, maybe 20. But the reality is, and I'm joking when I, you know, play the Arms of the Angel music, but it is sad. It's just like this Carolina Panthers team, man, you look at what they were able to do. Hey, you know what the ticket, the key to winning games in the NFL is? Playing good defense and running the ball. The past few weeks, the Panthers were playing good defense, Diesel, and they were running the ball. And then they have this bad New Orleans Saints team coming to town. Oh, which, by the way, the game's at your house, in your stadium, and you are coming off of, two or three really good wins. Bryce Young's been playing better, not magnificent. And you just put that performance on the field. I'm not a Panther fan, but I'll tell you this. I'm disgusted by what I saw. That was just pathetic. That looks like the Carolina Panthers we all knew, but we just didn't want to admit we were going to see them again this season.
Past behavior is the best predictor of future behavior. And I've said it how many times that Bryce Young is good for one score and getting into field goal range maybe one or two times on top of that. Generally speaking, that's what he's good for. Yeah, there's a game where he's somehow found a way to throw a second touchdown.
And more than 200 yards.
And more than 200 yards. But yeah, he is good. This is Bryce Young to a T. And I'm not even looking at his stats, Cole. I'd be willing to get best bet here. If you go on ESPN.com, look at Bryce Young's career stats. He is good for 1.5 touchdowns a game, generally less. He is good for getting them in field goal range 2 times. He is good for 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions a game. I'd be willing to bet that that is his average.
Well,
195 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions.
Unfortunately, Diesel, on Sunday, he wasn't good in the 17-7 loss. 124 yards, no touchdowns, an interception. Do you know what Bryce Young's QBR was on Sunday? Do you have any
12?
Idea? try 13.2.
Woo!
13.2. So, to answer your question, I mean, he's not been good. You know, in his career, he's now played 39 games, Diesel, and he's on average right at 60% of a completion percentage in his career. He's thrown 37 touchdowns, 26 interceptions. Bryce Young's not the guy. And the reason for me that it's so frustrating is because, Diesel, you've tasted some of this good fruit. You've tasted what the good life's like a little bit. But then, unfortunately, you have to go back and be reminded that, oh, guess what? The bottom line is your quarterback is not elevating your football team, period.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that's the literal thought that was in my brain. Great quarterbacks elevate the players around them. Could you imagine the stats that Tet McMillan would have already this season as a rookie
if he had
Dak Prescott
or Tampa Bay, you know?
Yeah. Could you imagine maybe Xavier Leggett would look like a good wide receiver in the NFL if he actually had a competent quarterback. And I'm not talking about 72-year-old Andy Dalton when he trots out there once or twice a season. By the way, I looked it up. What is Bryce Young's average or per game average? In some key statistics,
oh boy,
he is averaging 175.5 yards per game. That's over 38 games, by the way.
Okay.
175.
Okay.
0.97 touchdowns and 0.66 interceptions. So he is averaging over half a pick. He is averaging just shy of 1 touchdown per game. Hmm. That's pathetic.
It's not
that
good.
Is pathetic. And until you know, Dave Canales and Dan Morgan can finally put it in Dave Tepper's mind, hey, you made a bad decision. You saddled us with this guy. You've got to let us move on from him. They're never going to get any better.
No. Here's the reality of it. Do you feel like if you're Dan Morgan, who, in my opinion, Diesel, has done a good job with this organization.
Great job.
I think Dan Morgan's done a good job. I think Dan Morgan is the guy like that you want making front office decisions. However, when you hear those stats and you look at like the eye test, you can look at other situations and other metrics, and I'm sure Dave Canales will be quick to, you know, to give you other stats and other situations and qualities as to why Bryce Young's a good leader, and you know, Dave Canales is like super positive all the time. You know, his dog could die, and it's like, oh, but you know, the good thing is, man, it's just like super positive all the time. Here's the reality of it. Not only, Diesel, am I over Bryce Young, I'm already over Dave Canales.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm over Dave Canales. Oh. They're 5-5. You say, Cole, you're an idiot. Dave Canales has taken them to 5 wins this year. They weren't supposed to be there. Dave Canales is nothing more than a bridge head coach. Bryce Young is nothing more than a bridge quarterback, period. Am I hitting the panic button too early on Dave Canales? Maybe so, but Diesel, I'll tell you this. I believe that I will be correct in saying that when you fast forward years from now down the road, you'll look back and say, you know, Dave Canales was a good coach. You know, Bryce Young was a good, decent quarterback, sometimes below it. But neither one of them were the answer to get Carolina back to where they needed to be. They're nothing more than a bridge coach and a bridge quarterback. That's what they are.
You know, it's interesting. I think you got to give Dave Canales a year or two with a different quarterback just to be sure. Because obviously you don't want him to go off somewhere else and find success as a young coach. But you look at Matt Rule's tenure. Matt Rule was saddled with Baker Mayfield. And Baker sucked in Carolina. But somehow he goes off to Tampa, where he spends time with Canales, by the way.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Baker is a great quarterback. So that, you know, that to me says, all right, you had a quality player in Baker Mayfield. It's not like Baker was just great in college, sucked for a while, and it took him to get to Tampa to get good again. Like, he forgot how to play football there for a while. It was coaching. And to me, I think that says a lot about Matt Rule as a head coach. It says a lot about Dave Canales, or some about Dave Canales to be able to rejuvenate Baker Mayfield's career. But then it also says, if you got a guy that can rejuvenate Baker Mayfield, who was bad at 2 stops prior to being with you, and you can't rejuvenate Bryce Young in any measurable way,
well,
Bryce is not the guy.
I'll tell you this, to your point, I'm with you on Dave Canales giving him time. I'm fine with giving the guy time. However, here's where I will kind of push back. Part of Dave Canales' job is to meet and have conversations with Dan Morgan and say, you know what, Dan, behind closed doors, just him and, you know, Dave and Dan, just like you and I are in this room. Yeah, Bryce isn't the guy. Yeah, we're gonna need to go to we're gonna need to go in the next year or so in a different direction, because here's why. The NFL, we all know Diesel stands for what? Not for long. You see it with any coach. You see it with players, the shelf life, yada, yada, yada. Ask Brian Daboll, right? Ask all these different coaches. Dave Canales, he's coaching for his job. I don't care how much improved they are. Like, the Panthers stink. The organization stinks. They're not going to settle for you know, stinking for forever, so they'll eventually fire Dave Canales because he's not good enough. So if you're Dave Canales, my point is, like, if you're hosting a radio show and you're not given quality equipment, right, you're going to be in your boss's office saying, hey, man, I need some quality stuff to do this. Like, Dave Canales should be in Dan Morgan's office today saying, Dan, I love Bryce. I say all the right things about Bryce in these press conferences where I'm like ultra positive 24/7. But the reality is, I need a new toy. If you're going to give me, if you want me to turn this ship around, if you want me to bring Carolina back to life, you've got to give me a competent quarterback. Because, and to your point, I'd love to hear an argument against it. He's just not giving us anything that makes us believe he's the guy right now.
So, here's what I think should happen. Here would be my dream scenario. That's also, it's a dream scenario, but it's also based in some realism. Because, right, you're not going to get an elite starting quarterback off of another roster in the NFL. You're not going to get him to Carolina. So I think what needs to happen, and this would be my hope, would be that somehow the Carolina Panthers can pull Trevor Lawrence off of Jacksonville's roster. Get him into a new situation. We've seen, you know, the renaissance of quarterbacks that get a second chance with a different OC, with a different head coach, etc. You got somebody that you know has the physical tools and is a big guy, the prototypical type of quarterback that you want in the NFL. Yeah. Get him in, give it a shot, especially if you don't think that the quarterbacks coming out of the draft this year, quarterback draft is going to be an absolute bust. It's not going to be good. Next year, we'll see. Don't really know how they're all going to perform. But unless you're saying, Dave, we need you to save your job with a rookie quarterback that we're going to draft, and oh yeah, Bryce is probably still going to be on the roster too, that's a tough position to put somebody in. So I would say do what you can to try to get Trevor Lawrence, because you're not, you know what I'm saying, you're not getting Michael Penix off, out of Atlanta. You're not getting C.J. Stroud. You're not going to be able to pull Matthew Stafford off his roster. You're not going to be able to pull Kyler Murray or any of the other starters that you would want. You're not getting Lamar Jackson out of Baltimore. It's not happening. So somebody that is attainable and would give Dave Canales an opportunity with a completely different style of quarterback, that's the last shot for Dave Canales. If that doesn't work, fine. Go ahead and change head coach and quarterback and change everything again.
Texter says, how do you explain Young's college success with better teammates around him relative to competition against his pro results and not think his lack of pro success is at least in large part due to the lack of talent around him?
It's better team around him. When you're at Alabama, you have the best of everything in front of you.
And the reality of it is, Texter, Bama's not the NFL. I'm sorry, it's not. I don't care how big the offensive linemen are and how good the play caller is and how good the skill position guys are. Bama's not the NFL. It is a different animal. It's hard to compare Bryce in college to the NFL because you go back and you can find a million players who were really good in college but weren't good in the NFL. It's a different game. It doesn't matter how talented of a roster he had then or how the fact of the matter is the eye test at some point is enough to tell you this guy just doesn't have the intangibles.
Well,
did he at the college level? Maybe. At this level, we've seen nothing that shows us that he's got the intangibles at this level.
I mean, he had future NFL center, guard, tackles, tight ends, running backs, everybody around him. He had elite wide receivers around him. And this is the NFL. You can say, well, why don't you just put better talent around him? Well, you can change one or two guys, but you can't change everybody. And you can't set it up so that all of a sudden Bryce Young is playing on the Bills or he's playing on the Chiefs a couple of years ago where they did have the best of everything. That's not realistic. That's not how things work in the NFL. You're not going to replace an all-pro center with another all-pro center. You got to take a step back and rebuild that guy back up. The path of least resistance, the only path in the NFL, is you trade the one guy that's not getting it done instead of trading the other 10 guys on offense who aren't getting it done.
Yeah, and another fact of the matter, Diesel, is when you talk about progressing, you can progress in college football, you can get better in college football, but progressing and getting better and developing as a player in the NFL is just a different beast. It is a different beast. Having to understand the offenses and then having to understand the defenses that you're facing every week, week in and week out in the NFL, it is a different beast in the NFL, man. And Dale, we lost you. We'd love to hear back from you at 844-FAN-PHONE.
And Dewey on the stream coming in with some logic here, which you didn't look for that coming out of Dewey. He says Tim Tebow won the Heisman. Tim Tebow was amazing in college football. Terrible in the NFL. Terrible. So there is precedent for a guy being great. There's all kinds of precedent, okay, for guys being great in college. Even in the SEC, the closest analogy that you have to the NFL, but to your point, yes, it's still miles away from the NFL.
Miles away. It's just a different game. And I think that's the biggest thing a lot of people don't understand is they think, oh, well, you know, a good college quarterback should be able to do the same thing in the NFL when it comes to development and progressing as a quarterback. Like, it's almost a different sport. I know they're still playing, they're still trying to get touchdowns, they're still trying to kick field goals, yada, 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 but it is a different sport. And if you understand that it's a different sport and it's an entire new level in terms of unlocking your potential, it's easier to unlock your potential at the college level than it is against these professional athletes.
That's like saying, how come a quarterback was great in high school, but he's terrible in college? Because it's a completely different game.
Dale, by the way, we lost you, man. 844-FAN-PHONE, 844-326-3663. If you want to get back in, you can. Bonefish Girl getting her upset pick in. Keith and TR getting his upset pick in. Texter says it seems easier to replace multiple players around Price as well as cheaper than Hope. Then you get a superstar quarterback for Trevor Lawrence, suddenly becomes good in the pros. And RJ also says on the subject of Carolina trading with Jacksonville, imagine how good a backfield Dattle and ETN would be for the Panthers. I know it's wishful thinking. I go back to this. You can team build all you want. You can put the best receivers, the best running backs around Bryce Young and continue to try to build this mountain and build this puzzle for as long as you want to. But at some point, you've got to have the honest conversation, Diesel, and say, look, is Bryce Young the guy or is he not the guy? That's just the honest conversation you have to have.
Look,
and I don't know that they have.
I'm not saying that Bryce is a bum human being and that he doesn't deserve another chance on another team, because Trey in Kentucky brings this up. He says, explain the success of Sam Darnold after Carolina, Baker Mayfield after Carolina. You could say it's Carolina, but Trey, it's a new coaching staff. It's everything new.
Well, how often do we say situation in the NFL and where you land matters?
Yeah.
Coaching, personnel, offensive philosophies, offensive schemes.
Sometimes hype just gets a hold of these guys and they say, well, we got to take them before somebody else does. And the hype is why Dave Tepper stepped in and said, we got to take Bryce Young over CJ. That and CJ is really bad Wunderlich test.
And I still think they made the wrong decision. I'm sorry, but I just don't believe. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe one day I'm wrong. I don't think Bryce Young's the guy. But I can tell you who the guy is, Diesel. It's Bill Bender of The Sporting News. He's the best. He joins us every Wednesday, and he joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, it's time to talk college football. Bill Bender joins the show every Wednesday at this time. And boy, do we love having Bill Bender on, or what? He's simply the best. Bill, appreciate you taking time to join us as always, even today on the stream for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. But Bill, I want to start with a big picture college football question when it comes to 2025. Like you do, I watch college football multiple games every weekend, and I want to do an investigation, a deep study on why the run game, maybe last year can be included on this as well, but to me, just watching, I was like, man, 6 weeks into the season, having the feeling of teams just can't run the football. And then I started doing a little digging, and turns out, guess what? FBS teams average yards per carries down 4.18. You look at some 100-yard rushers per week. It's down roughly 25 to 30%. Explosive run rate, which is a 10-plus yard run, is down. In your mind, Bill, you watch a lot of college football. Why is it so hard for teams in this modern era of college football to run the rock?
Well, you got to stay committed to it. I mean, it's a pass-first game, and I'm just scanning the teams that aren't your academy teams. They don't count, right? Well, they do, but that's what they do. So, like, a Power Four school that averages over 225 rushing yards a game, that list is going to be Utah, Oregon, Missouri, Indiana, and then you're getting into, like, Florida State, Michigan, Georgia Tech.
Wow.
Those are teams that – and when you watch Florida State, Georgia Tech, Michigan, those teams are committed to running the football. Indiana, their strength and a reason why they ran into some trouble last weekend was Penn State stopped their running game a little bit. So I'm with you. You know, I when I look at like national championship type contenders, those teams that can run through you with 200 yards per game in the FBS out of the Power Four, they're going to have a lot of success.
Bill, I'm glad that you said that the service academies don't count the day after Veterans Day, not on Veterans Day, because you might have a tank column outside of your front door right now saying that kind of stuff out loud. That's dangerous. Talking to Bill Bender of the Sporting News, I've been screaming about this on social media for the last 3 days. I saw ESPN send out a notification, a push notification to people's phones, raising the question about where North Texas's running back is going to be next year, sort of predicting where he might go in the transfer portal before the transfer portal window is even, like, months before the transfer portal window. If I'm North Texas's athletic director, I am suing the living hell out of ESPN because he might have left anyway, right? He might have gone into the portal anyway. He can make his own decision. But how is that not tampering to the highest degree?
Oh, I don't think you should be allowed to write those stories. Well, I'm not going to take too many shots at ESPN here, but if it were me, I'll put it this way. If it were me, I'm not writing that story until he actually gets in the portal.
Correct.
Then it's fair game. Like once we do that with quarterbacks all the time, and we're going to do that with quarterbacks here in a couple weeks when, you know, whatever the backup, like Lincoln Kienholz, for example, if he were to decide to transfer from Ohio State or Nebraska's backup quarterback, you would write that list right away. And then in defense of with the service academies, I love academy football, by the way. We had a really good story on Blake Horvath last week. Unfortunately, he couldn't play against Notre Dame. You know, I have some connections, some coaches I know that coach at Air Force. I know them very well from their days at OU. So I wasn't taking a shot at them. I'm one of those people that loves watching them do what they do because the option can still be very beautiful.
Sure.
Bill, when you talk about great teams, elite teams that have an opportunity or a chance to compete for a national title, we've seen it with Clemson, we've seen it with Alabama in years past. Every team's going to have a little small spot on that, you know, a little blemish where they don't perform up to standard. But guess what? The great teams, even in those games, still find a way to win. Indiana 27-24 over Penn State on Saturday, and a game where I really admire the way that Indiana responded, and maybe the best catch I've ever seen in the history of college football. What did Saturday's game between Indiana and Penn State tell you?
That Indiana had – okay, so had you guys been texting me like with 7 minutes left, I was texting friends, okay, it's over. Penn State's got them. Indiana can't stop their running game. This is that built-in Penn State moment. their defensive front getting after Indiana all day. I thought they were very impressive getting tackles for loss. And then Fernando Mendoza leads this drive. That's the second time he's done it this season. And – what a throw and catch to Omar Cooper Jr. I know Gus Johnson had an amazing call. He took the words right out of his mouth. He's screaming. I'm still trying to figure out if Omar Cooper got his feet down. And then you're like, wow, what? Well, not just the catch, but the body control there. And, you know, props to Indiana for not flinching in that moment. It would have been easy for us to pile on that they were frauds and all those kind of things, but they did adjust. And I think the one concern I would have, it was the first time. Like it's great that you started off with running the football. It was the first time they really couldn't dominate a game just by running the ball. And that's going to happen to them in the playoff when they run into It might happen in the Big Ten championship game when they play Ohio
Good
State.
Point. Bill, what do you make of this trend? And we saw it on Saturday when Clemson, the game was locked with Florida State. The Clemson student section starts doing the tomahawk chant and chanting the war chant. I've seen multiple teams this season get out white towels or T-shirts and do sandstorm on South Carolina. I don't know if this is a trend that's really sweeping the nation, but I feel like I've seen it a handful of times where opposing fan bases are trolling their opponents by doing their traditions at them. What are you thinking about this trend?
You're asking me to figure out what 18-year-olds do and 22-year-olds do? And I have enough problems. I got a 14-year-old and figuring out what him and his buddies, they say things like 6'7", like it's, I just stare at him. It's the best way to put up with it is just stare and be like, what are you doing? Like, you know, but in all fairness, my son has a group of buddies. They're amazing kids and they're fun to be around. I don't know. I mean, I think that kind of started a little bit with Wisconsin at Camp Randall with jump around, and other teams would start doing it on the sideline. You know, Michigan or Ohio State or whoever they were playing would start dancing too in the fourth quarter. I mean, there are some cool college traditions, but you know, that's interesting. I didn't really pick up on that, but it doesn't, you know, college kids are going to do college kids things. That's going to continue long after we're gone.
Yeah, that's true. Bill, when you look at the top 25 that was released, the AP 25, you see Ohio State's, you see the Indiana's, you see the Texas A&M's. But I want to ask you in your mind, how far off is Alabama? I mean, they had a 20-9 win over LSU, and that score is really not indicative of how weirdly close that game was on Saturday night. How far behind the Ohio States and Indiana is Alabama in your mind?
Not far at all. I mean, and a matter of fact, if you look at our college football playoff projections at Sporting News, we have Alabama as the projected SEC champion. I'm not slighting Texas A&M. Of course, Texas A&M is going to be ranked ahead of them now. I mean, they're undefeated, but this Alabama team's really talented. Ty Simpson's been amazing since the opener against Florida State. He doesn't throw interceptions. He commands the game well. Their defense has played better, and Kalen DeBoer's done a fun coaching job. So they play Oklahoma this week. I could change my mind if Oklahoma comes up to Tuscaloosa and wins, but I don't see that happening. And, you know, I would put them in that weight class with Indiana, Ohio State, Texas A&M. And then you have the gap to me. It's like, do we really believe in Georgia? I think Georgia's really good. We're going to find out Saturday. That's the game we're all going to be watching when they play the Texas Longhorns in Athens. It's going to be a fantastic game.
You know, Bill, in the modern era of desperation from a lot of schools when it comes to hiring new OCs, any OC or head coach is one great season away from turning their fortunes around and getting a big-time job. But I think a lot of people around here and nationally had the expectation that Garrett Riley would thrive at Clemson and would immediately get on people's short lists for Power Four head coaching jobs. Hasn't really gone the way that he'd like, even though he's had, you know, Cade Klubnik, a Heisman candidate quarterback now for 3 years. How much do you think Garrett Riley has really hurt his prospects or delayed his timeline when it comes to getting a head coaching job at a major program?
I mean, you never know. I mean, I think a guy like Garrett Riley, if he took a head coaching job, it would probably be in the group of five first. You know, like I'm not shortchanging him, but Conference USA, Sunbelt, something like that. Then you work your way. I mean, Sonny Cumbie was that guy, right? There's been plenty of offensive coordinators that have gone that route and then got a bigger job. And then there's also some coordinators that just are happy coordinating. Brian Hartline's a great example of that, right? Like, we're trying to link him to Penn State and other jobs over the last couple of years. Maybe he just stays at Ohio State because he's an Ohio State guy that likes calling plays for them. So, yeah, I think it's an interesting question. I think when they hired Garrett, they probably had different visions of how this was going to go offensively. But, I don't know how to finish that other than to say he's got plenty of time to be a head coach, and he'll probably be a coordinator for a long time.
Bill Bender, The Sporting News. All right, Bill, we're going to go rogue here. I've got two pieces of audio that are going head-to-head. Which piece of audio, you only get to choose one, do you declare the winner in this head-to-head audio challenge with Bill Bender of The Sporting News? The first one you mentioned on Saturday, it's making its rounds. Here's your first choice.
Mendoza in trouble.
So an incredible Gus Johnson play-by-play call, right? That's your first option. Your second option, Bill, is someone we've had on the show before. Just a couple of weeks ago, we do a segment where we go behind enemy lines and bring on the play-by-play voice of whoever Clemson and South Carolina is playing. Chris Stewart, the play-by-play voice on the radio call of the Alabama Crimson Tide, a pretty good shot at LSU. I want you to tell me which audio wins, Gus Johnson's call or Chris Stewart's shot at LSU.
Just enough time to get down your fiddle, get down your bow. They hardly beat Saban. Apparently can't beat the bow. We're back after this on the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Which one wins, Bill?
I'm still taking Gus, but I'm going to qualify that with this, that when I'm in the car, and I was in the car a little bit on Saturday this week, we were traveling to Canton, and you know, you got games up on your phone, but I really am still old school enough that I love listening to announcers on the radio.
Me too.
So when you're flipping through Sirius and you got a, and I'm going to cater to you guys for a minute. I love listening to Southern announcers, like SEC schools, ACC schools, because of the accent, number one, and number two, that they just don't let it. They let it fly pretty quick. You know, a lot of the Big Ten schools, they'll stay objective in air quotes, but it's not like when the Southern schools start throwing shots at the other schools, it makes me laugh. I love it. I think it's what makes college football special. You know, when a Tennessee announcer takes a shot at a Georgia team or something like that. I love it, and that's what this sport's supposed to be about. So pretty even there, but Gus's call, man. That was
so
just,
good.
Hearing that live, I was laughing so hard because you could literally feel his excitement, and he could not get his voice going. Incredible.
Bill, what do you think LSU's private investigators are hoping to find as they're digging through Brian Kelly's trash? We let off the show with this, and in my mind, LSU is doing irreparable damage to its reputation. I mean, they're going to hire somebody. They're going to throw a lot of money at somebody. So it's not like the job is going to sit there, you know, unfilled. But how bad does it look if you sign a bad contract, then you refuse to pay out the bad contract, then you try to use some sort of a loophole to get out of paying said contract? What do you think? You obviously followed Brian Kelly a little more closely from a national perspective than we have. What do you think it is they're hoping to find? Because I haven't seen anything or heard anything from his time at LSU that would lead down the path of a for-cause termination.
I don't either, and that's going to be a problem because, I mean, this all sounds like they don't want to pay him the buyout. And Brian Kelly, on his part, is going to say there was no – sometimes coaches can – meet you halfway and negotiate one because it's so much money, but it doesn't sound like Brian Kelly is going to do that. And to be honest, I think the embarrassment has shifted from Brian Kelly's failure at LSU, which wasn't an all-out failure to me. I mean, it's just they struggled, and it didn't look like LSU football this year after the Clemson win, versus now, like you said, Diesel, the embarrassment's on LSU now. Because you've got this unstable environment. The governor was weighing in. Now you're doing this. These are all negative headlines that if you were a major coaching candidate, you're going into that interview thinking, man, you know, what if it goes wrong for me? And I've kind of thought the same thing about Penn State in a different way, just that, but less. But although if I was interviewing for that job, I would ask the AD, I'd say, hey, man, last guy in here won 70% of his games. What are you going to do to me when I go 8-4? You know, if I have a year where my quarterback tears his ACL and I go 8-4 and it just doesn't work out because that's the way this sport is now, what are you going to do to me? Mm. And I think that's a valid question for whoever interviews for both of those jobs and Florida for that matter. Auburn, I understand. Auburn's had five straight losers, is working on a fifth straight losing season. So the next guy, you don't have to ask that question. You're going to be expected to turn them into a winner.
No, I'm with you on that. I said earlier, I think LSU is the one with egg on their face now. Bill, going back to that Gus Johnson call, my last question for you. He said at the very end of that audio clip, just go ahead and give him, talking about Mendoza, the Heisman Trophy now. Are you okay with that? Is Mendoza Bill Bender's Heisman Trophy favorite on the 12th day of November?
Not yet. I mean, he's definitely a favorite. But, I mean, Julian Sayin has something to say about that. Jeremiah Smith will. Ty Simpson will. And then the guy that, telling you, if Diego Pavia drags Vanderbilt to the playoff with 10 wins and their only losses are at Alabama where they competed, and Texas where he nearly brought them back from a 24-point deficit. And I know nearly is moral victories. We don't do that. But he would have to be in the mix for me. And Haynes King, if he leads Georgia Tech to a college football playoff berth and an ACC championship in a conference where nobody wants to win that conference. You know, I think he's a guy that I would definitely consider as well.
Bill, it's time. Let's get your upset pick for this week.
I already catered to you once. I might as well do it again. I'm going to take Clemson. I like Clemson to get a win as a dog.
How about it?
I'm trying to think. What did I pick last week? I don't think I got it. Maybe I didn't get that one right. I don't know. But I can't be anywhere near the lead on this, so I can take whatever shots I want. I'll take Clemson at home, and then I kissed up to you guys twice today.
You did, man. That's why you're the best.
Last week, you took Iowa to upset Oregon, and that's the same game I took, and it was very, very, very close.
I've had a lot of I'm going to go back and look at these. How many, like, horseshoes, hand grenades, upset picks I've had. Not quite close enough.
Well, we keep a record, Bill. If you need
I don't want to know my record right now.
Text me, and I'll get you your picks week by week.
Bill, you're the best, man. We'll talk to you next week.
And no problem, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill. You too. Bill Bender, The Sporting News. Just the best, man. I love talking to Bill Bender, Diesel. Good stuff. And I did just get confirmation, you know, earlier in the show today, Diesel, at 3:20, and I think we'll have this audio for you at some point this week. We talked to Paul Rogers, the play-by-play voice of Louisville. Andrew Monaco with Texas A&M, the play-by-play voice of the Aggies, will go behind enemy lines with him, Diesel, either tomorrow or Friday. So we're going behind enemy lines twice this week. We're going behind enemy lines in College Station and in Louisville. Just make sure you pronounce that right, because Paul was quick. He was quick to make sure you didn't say Louisville.
Do you think down in Lexington they say Louisville just to troll them?
I'm sure they do. But you know what? There's a lot of Kentucky fans that live in Louisville. I mean, I went up there last year, man, it was a split. Not 50-50, but there were both fan bases all over that state. They're a crazy bunch too, man.
Speaking of crazy, Cole, you and your fan base have some splaining to do.
Oh.
I got some audio from your former quarterback saying some really weird stuff. Really weird stuff in his play-by-play calls. We'll play two clips of Tony Romo, and we'll ask Mountain or Molehill next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Cole, you're going to have to get your boy, okay? Tony Romo, that's your quarterback.
Yeah.
Tony Romo is saying some weird stuff lately in his calls of games, and it's gotten to the point where the clearly ultra-conservative NFL fans are all in Roger Goodell's inbox, figuratively, not literally, all over social media complaining like, yo, we got this guy saying weird stuff on your broadcast. This one, I don't know the date of when this game was played. It was a couple of weeks ago, Cole, when Tony Romo makes a weird noise. If you haven't heard this, here.
No, I hadn't.
About him, and you'll see right here, hold, and then another hold right there. I think it was.
That to me sounds like somebody who's really had to go to the bathroom for a while.
His brain doesn't connect with his vocabulary. He doesn't realize that shouldn't come out of his mouth. That's what it is.
That was not that bad. I mean, like when you cut it right where it's cut. And again, I didn't choose where to cut that. That's where the clip was ending. This part right here.
Well, of course it sounds bad when you cut it.
It sounds bad.
Of course.
People are like, what, Tony, what are you doing over here? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he follows it up with a call in the Patriots-Bucks game. Have you heard this call?
I heard it literally this morning.
And Tony Romo said, what about this Bills defense?
This team is DTF, Jim. Patriots.
The Patriots, excuse me. DTF.
Hmm.
He said it stood for something else, but you and I we all know what DTF stands for. And Tony Romo knows what DTF stands for. But people are literally calling the NFL offices saying, you know, this is supposed to be a family production. What are you doing having him say stuff like DTF? Because then little kids are going to Google what DTF means. And they're going to find their little minds are going to get blown because no little kid has ever heard dirty words like that before Romo said it.
Romo's just, he's an interesting cat. He says things, to your point there, that are just, they're not what you would typically hear from a play-by-play, or excuse me, from a color commentator. It's unique, I'll say that. I don't have an issue with it, but he's unique.
Look, how many kids are out there listening to, they're waking up and they're watching Stephen A. yell at somebody on the news. They're watching Pat McAfee, who's cursing on the air. I mean, I feel like there needs to be a Squares broadcast, a Fogey broadcast, where you have the old guys who were media trained and they never say anything. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the first down for the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And then you got the colorful commentary. That's what we need to have.
You want PG and you want to rate it R broadcast.
Right.
Diesel, we've got to get to it. College football this weekend. What are the biggest games? And also, we're going to make a huge push on the upset picks next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.